lads. Welcome back to me podcast, Cheaper Than Therapy. Mick Thomas here. How are you? How you doing? Listen, thank you. Thank you for coming on back. Thanks for liking, subscribing, sharing. I appreciate you. Podcast is available wherever you get your podcast from. We all listen to podcasts nowadays, right? It's not a shock. I don't need to tell you where to go. We all listen to podcasts. Go to all of them on Spotify, Apple, iTunes, Podbean, and of course, Anchor, where I house the darn show. Also, check out my other podcast, The Man's ID Show, with me good buddy Corey Brooks. Funny show. Check that out also. So yeah, this is the third. This is the final. The last three episodes I've had issues with. One, I couldn't do one because I wasn't feeling good. The following one, I didn't have a computer. Last week episode, I only had the video, no audio, because of all the fucking technical problems I had. This week, I am back to normal to video. If you want to go watch me on YouTube, check it out. Also, I post videos up there, daily stand-up videos. Or if you just like listening, take me on the in the car, treadmill, wherever you want to do it, in the shower. Let's get it on. Anyway, welcome back to episode 187. Isn't that a song? Your love is a 187. What R&B band was that? I went through a stage in my life where I liked R&B. I think the Whitehead Boys or something. The Whitehead Brothers or... I don't remember. Whitey's or something like that. I don't know. But I got no shows to promote since the special is done. All I'm out there. But if you want to come see me, I still am having a good time. On the 16th of December, I am at Westside Comedy Club. Westside. And then the following weekend, I am at the Comic Strip both Friday and Saturday for... four shows there. Come on down. Why not? Listen, I have one show to promote, which I just found out yesterday. It is official. It is a bucket list. It is one of every performer's dream. On December 11th, I know, it's fucking a year away, 2023, Mick Thomas is going to Carnegie Hall. I'm not kidding. It's not a joke. It's not a lie. December 11th. On 2023, Mick Thomas will be at Carnegie Hall performance, stand-up comedy. My luck, though, we'll have a nuclear holocaust or something will happen, right? Another plague will break out and the shows will be cancelled because there'll be some weird virus thing and it'll be fucked. But if all is going smoothly, which I hope it will, Carnegie Hall, that's it. How do you get to Carnegie Hall? Fucking tell jokes. That's the answer. Not practice. Tell jokes. That's the new answer. We're officially into December. Have you been putting your decorations up? Are you watching Christmas movies? That's what I've been doing. I have been watching. I'm five Christmas movies in now into December. Watching them every night. You know, having a blast, man. Having a blast. Watching them, crying, exhausted. Eating cookies, drinking milk, getting fat for the month of December. Going to the gym, lifting heavier. Eating more food, going to grow a beard, going to grow the hair, just going to go all out Christmas style, man. That's what I'm going to do. That is what I'm about. Decorations went up. My house looks nice. It's not over the top. It's just nice. I'm happy with it. My neighbor, too much. Do you know? Do you have that neighbor yet? He's got his lights synced to music. You know those guys? But the timer is fucked up. So the other night it goes off 2 o'clock in the morning. The light just goes off. The whole thing goes off like fucking just, and the whole neighborhood lights up. Now, we live across from a firehouse. And even when they leave for an emergency call, they're nice enough not to turn the sirens on. They slowly creep out and they turn the lights on to make it festive on the way to clean up dead bodies off Southern State or Sunrise Highway, ready to hose off the meat of a dead fucking person. Right? But they're so nice about it that they don't want to wake us up. They don't want to inconvenience us on their way to work. And that's, I appreciate that. But this wanker, right? 2 o'clock the other morning. He hasn't got the timer. He came over this morning to apologize. I'm sorry, I didn't get the timer fixed off. 2 o'clock. Ba-na-na-na. 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 Fucking lights going. Neon baby Jesus just pops out of a vagina. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da. Ba-da-da-da. Fucking ridiculous. But 'tis the season. I love it. You can't bring me down. Love Christmas. Love Christmas. It is the best. And whatever, happy holidays. And you're supposed to say holidays because there are more than one holiday. But I don't agree with that. Not that there's not more than one holidays, but there are. If I don't have to say happy holidays, right? Because I don't wish you, like, I know, and I know why to do it, by the way, right? I know why to do it. It's not me complaining. I know why to do it, but like, I don't need to say happy Hanukkah. I don't need to say happy Kwanzaa, right? If I just say Merry Christmas, because Christmas is my thing, meaning white Christian people. You don't have to be white. There's a lot of, you know, Christians, Catholics, Piscatalian, whatever. Piscatalian, that's a fucking person who doesn't eat fish, only eats fish, you fucking idiot. Whatever, all different brands of all different branches of Christianity, right? We are wishing you a Merry Christmas, part of our Christmas. Like, I got Jewish friends, they say to me, hey man, Happy Hanukkah. I go, cheers, mate. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. You're giving me the love of your holiday, and I like it. So I don't really say Happy Holidays to people. That's not a protest. I'm not one of those people, keep Christ, you know, keep Christ in Christmas. I'm not one of those people. It ain't a protest at all by any means. It's just me going, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. This is me giving you the love of my holiday. So, yeah, I hope you do. You have a, we're in the season. Merry Christmas. I got in the city. I'm going to be doing shows. I'm going to be seeing the tree, taking the kids in. It's always fun. Ruin your fucking experience. They will ruin your... I remember last year, right? I took my son in. We went in to see... So I had a show at 8 o'clock at the Comic Strip. My spot was 8:20. Then my next spot was like 11:20. So I go up in 20 minutes and then I leave and I go fucking... Go down and see the tree. We'll take the kids in. We'll go down and see the tree. Get some hot chocolate. Come back up. Do me second spot. Get in the car. Go home. Great plan, right? So we go in last year and I go into the city. I walk. As soon as I got a parking space right outside the Comic Strip, I go in. Who's sitting there? My buddy TJ Miller, right? Now, you might know TJ Miller from every fucking movie. Every single animated movie he's the voice of. He plays Deadpool's best friend. Not anymore. He's not in the third one, apparently. There's a bit of beef going on between him and Ryan Reynolds. So my son's a big fan of his, right? So I go, you know what? Come on, we go. I go in and go, TJ, listen, you don't mind, mate, if I bring my son, he's a big fan. I don't want to bombard you. TJ's like, Mick, no problem. Any son of yours is a son of mine. Weird thing to say. So I bring my son in, and my son's talking, because my son loves him. Loves him from the Emoji Movie, the voice in Ready Player One, Big Hero 6. My son loves fucking TJ, man. He likes Deadpool. And so my son's taught him and TJ are sitting down, they're laughing, they're joking. I mean, they're not just walking in, shaking hands, taking a picture. TJ has been a nice guy. He's talking to my son. The two of them are sitting there laughing their arses off. I go, throw the son back in the car, go up, do me spot, get off, get in the car. So we're standing outside one of the stores we didn't want to go into, right? It was a woman's store, like, you know, anime or Hello Kitty fucking bags or whatever. And I'm sitting there, pretty cool, right? Pretty cool. Your favorite actor? TJ Miller there, and your dad knows him. Told you I knew him, right? He's like, yeah, but you don't know Kevin Hart. Fuck you, asshole, right? Fuck off. Nothing's good enough. Nothing's good enough for him. But anyway, it's a great week this week, right? It is a great week for comeuppance and just people falling apart. It's an enjoyable week for me. It's like I sit back and like I just popcorn and spectator. We can go in order, right? We can go in order from the order which I heard of. First one, which is hilarious, the Liver King. Liver King came out. I don't know if you know who the Liver King is, but please Google him. Please Google him before you go any further. Just a picture of him. Just Google a picture of him. I'll explain who he is. But just Google a picture of him and then come back to this podcast. Did you Google him? Okay, so he is carved out like a Greek god, right? Just carved like a Greek statue. Massive muscular guy. Goes everywhere with his shirt off. When the Queen passed away, he was at, was it the Queen's funeral or was it one of their, no, it was the Queen's funeral. And he's over there, came over from America, stood outside Buckingham Palace and started doing curls with no shirt on. And he's just a massive jacked guy. And his thing is like, this is all natural. I don't take any steroids. I don't take any testosterone. I don't take any performance enhanced drugs at all. PEDs. I don't do them. You know what I do? I eat liver. That's why he's the Liver King. I eat raw liver from an animal. And then I sun my balls and asshole. Yeah, that's what he lies down with his legs over. If you ever go onto a porn site and look up like a rim job. Which that might feel good for a man, but there's no way to make it look sexy. There's just not. Lying down, holding your legs up like a giant baby, getting your diaper changed. It ain't working. So the Liver King would lie down, put his legs up, and he would just sun his asshole and balls, and he said that's how he got jacked. Now he works out too, of course. But it came out, he got caught, right? With his skabillion followers on the gram and all the other things, and it came out that he got caught. Yeah, I do steroids. Like, yeah. Well, first of all, I don't know if anybody believed you, mate. I mean, if you believe them, like, you're the type of person that buys, I don't know, magic beans from somebody on the way home from the fair You know what I mean? You're off to sell your cow and all of a sudden a Liver King comes out of the bush. Hey, man, that's a nice looking cow you got there. Yeah, I'm off to market to sell it. Me and the mother are starving there. Dad walked out on us. We're going to starve to death. We're going to sell the cow. Keep us alive for another few months. Then the Liver King goes, would you like to buy some magic beans? And you go, fuck yeah, I want to buy some of those magic beans. Fucking here, take my cow. Give me the magic beans. Except the magic beans aren't really magic. But if you fall for the magic bean story, you're a fucking idiot. Right? Jack was in, he taking a real gamble there, wasn't he? So if you followed the Liver King, you were a dumb cunt. You were really fucking stupid to go think that the Liver King was all natural. And I go to the gym every fucking day. And I take, usually try to take one day a week, right? Up at 4 a.m, at the gym, clanging and banging, lifting weights, throwing them around. And I get nothing at all. And that guy is out there, you know, I mean, if I took a few injections here and there, popped a few of the right pills, nobody wants to see a Jack McThomas. There's nothing funny about a Jack. Although Aaron Berg is a very funny guy. And if you ever check him out, he's funny. Aaron Berg, and he's jacked. Check him out if you ever get a chance to go see him. But he is funny. But in general, like nobody, there's nothing funny, I think, about a jacked comedian. You know what I mean? Like they're always fat and they're silly or whatever it is. But nobody wants to see a fucking statue of a Greek god carved out of marble going up on stage telling jokes. So I ain't going to do that. So the Liver King, for those of you who followed them and are now shocked and upset, then yeah, he came out by saying he was on steroids. Now, another big thing, I got a tip for you this holiday season, everybody. I sound like a commercial. I don't do commercials on this show. Have been offered. I don't do them. Here's another thing, tip for you. So the holidays are here, right? And you like to go out to see families. Some people dread it. If you're like me and you have to go visit family, it's an awful experience for a lot of us out there. Nobody talks about it. It is fun for a lot of you people. Listen, if you're happy going to your family, good luck to you. God bless you. I'm happy. I'm envious. But then there are some of us, you know, who do suffer. We don't want to go to this house. We don't want to be dragged by our significant other to this house. We don't know everybody. I don't want to go back to my mother's house because this fucking idiot's going to be there. Going home for the holidays is tough for everybody. So I came up with this thing. I found out a way that will get you out of going home for the holidays. And it's just one simple sentence. One simple sentence. And the sentence goes like this. You ready? You might want to write it down. So get a pen handy. Get a pen. Write this down. It will save you from going to the holidays. And this sentence is, you know, she was found innocent by a court of law. I wish people would just stop harassing her. That's all you got to say to people, right? You're gone. I am, of course, talking about Casey Anthony. Casey Anthony is back in the news again. And it's hilarious. When you say Casey Anthony, people's fucking blood boils, right? America's sweetheart. Casey Anthony. And if you don't know who Casey Anthony is, if you've been living on a rock, I found out I'm in the top 5 podcasts in Kenya this week. So, hello, Kenya. How are you, Kenya? This is, I don't know. I got to learn how to say hello in Kenyan. And Norway. I love Norway. So, you know what? Maybe they're coming part of the 2023 tour. But anyway, I digress. So, yeah, Casey Anthony. That's all you got to say, right? That she was, if you've been living under a rock and you don't know who Casey Anthony is, I'm going to have to say allegedly, because I could get sued because she was found not guilty. So I do have to say allegedly by a court of law, she was found not guilty for murdering her, I believe 2-year-old daughter, Kaylee Anthony. Now, she was found not guilty by a court of law, but not the fucking rest of the world. This woman is walking down the street. She is getting piss thrown in her face. Who has piss on the ready, by the way? She said that in an interview. Yeah, people are throwing piss at me. Like, what self-respecting person is walking down? First of all, if you're the type of person that walks down the street carrying piss, I don't think you're in any position to judge Casey Anthony. You're also, you are a scumbag in your own way. Right? You don't get to go, God, thank God I had this lump of piss on me. Fucking bang. Hang on a second. This is, all right, let me get out of there. All right, I had a technical problem. But what kind of idiot walks down the street carrying piss? So people are just throwing piss in her face. Or do you go, your guy, you're coming home from work at your accountant's office and you got your suit on, your tie and your briefcase. You're like, what a second, is that Casey Anthony? I'll be back in a minute, guys. And you're running to the nearest Chili's and you know what I mean? You're not, like, why is people throwing piss at Casey Anthony? Can we, like, It's fucking hysterical. She's getting assaulted. She can't go in. She's getting thrown out of every place. You go into restaurants, they're refusing to serve her. And I think, like, I think she may have, like, she's suing a bunch of people. So can you please stop kicking her out of Applebee's? Can you stop kicking her out of diners and delis and refusing to serve her? Because she's fucking suing people because she was found not guilty. She is legally an innocent woman. Legally an innocent woman. Please don't throw shit at my fucking screen. Legally an innocent woman. So now she's got this stack of fucking places she's suing and you're giving her more money. I fucking hope she burns in hell. She probably will. She probably will burn in hell. But you know what? She's going to go there stinking rich because you're all helping her. When you're assaulting her by throwing piss on her, she's suing every last person. She's just sitting back counting her money, right? Where am I going to keep all this money? I'm running out of space. Oh yeah, I used to have a daughter. I'll put it in that room. Stop! Stop giving Casey Anthony money. That's what you're doing. You're throwing piss at her. You're saying, I'm refusing to make your fucking sandwich. I'm not making your coffee. Get out of here. And she's suing the establishment. She's winning, people. So she's in the news because she has this new, I think it's a three-part documentary. I could be wrong. She has a three-part documentary coming out. And it's a tell-all. I haven't seen the documentary. It's on Peacock and I don't know if it's out yet, so forgive me. I think some people have seen it, so I think it is out now, actually. So it's out on Peacock, and it's just right, and she's blaming her dad, right? She's kind of basically blaming her dad for the whole murder thing, and it's fascinating to watch everybody fucking, and I'm not gonna watch. You're gonna watch. I'm not gonna watch. I'm not giving her any money. You're gonna watch. Because people have no morals anymore. You don't have any morals. Stop acting like you do. Nobody gives a fuck anymore. Everybody is out there just going, I'm not gonna watch this Casey Anthony shit. Of course you are. Of course you are. Right? You got mad at Trump. Like, I'm not even gonna watch Home Alone 2 in it. Home Alone 2 is a great movie. It's a great movie. If you don't know what Home Alone 2 is, right, it's the sequel to Home Alone 1, except in Home Alone 2, it stars this guy called Donald Trump, and he helps this kid on the way to the lobby. He doesn't know where to get there, so he sends his kid to the lobby. So he's kind of star of the show, you know, and then some other kid takes over, some Kevin McAllister kid takes over. But, right, it's the same people like, I'm not going to watch Home Alone 2 anymore. Yeah, you are. It's going to come on the telly. You're going to watch it. Stop with your fake fucking moral high ground. It's like all the same people who are like, I'll never fly American Airlines again when they accidentally killed that dog that time. Remember that case? They killed the dog, put the dog up in the fucking overhead compartment. The dog died, right? Everybody was in an outrage. I'll never fly American Airlines. Then American Airlines comes out the week later. Hey, lads, we're having a sale. People are like, I'll fucking sit on the wing if the tickets are only $10. Fuck that dog. I don't give a shit. So all you people on your fucking high ground with the morals, right? You're going to watch the Casey Anthony documentary. I'm going to watch it. I'm just curious. I want to see it. I want to see it. And you're not giving her money because I'm sure she's already been paid. So Peacock have already paid it. So you're not giving her any money. She's already got the money. She's going to the bank. She's throwing it in the spare room like we were talking about. You know what I mean? So it's just great to watch. It is great to watch the fake anger of people all over social media. And then, of course, the other one which came out, which is huge, which is the Balenciaga. I'm sure I'm after fucking that up. That story. Oh, boy, is that after opening up. I don't need to go into the details of that one because you know it. If you don't Google it, right? Because I'm probably going to fuck up the details anyway. Basically, synopsis. I want to paraphrase. They got little babies out there holding little teddy bears with ball gags, bondage, fucking pegging, all of that shit. And they're just straight up pedophilia. Straight up pedophilia. And all of a sudden, we're okay with it, right? Some people are like, yeah, that's fine. Just leave it. Let's leave it up there. They're trying to fucking shoehorn this kid fucking for the longest time. I ain't kidding, man. Normally, I see these things and people, you know, the conspiracy guys, they go like, yeah, all right, yeah, sure, that's what they're doing. They're just straight out saying it's okay to fuck kids. and we're all right with it, right? Then you have someone like Kanye, or Ye, as his name is called now. I can't keep up with that guy's fucking name. He changed his name often, more often than I change my underwear, which is kind of disgusting when you think about it, because he's only changed it 3 times. But he's changing his name, right? He's Ye, and he was out there, and that came forward with him. He had a personal trainer. He had a personal trainer who would go out with him, and Kanye was saying, I'm going to call him Kanye, because I'm not going to remember, go back and go, yeah, yeah. And Kanye was saying, like, hey, you know what, man, these things are, they're on the pedophilia. Yeah, you take these pills, Kanye, take these pills. No, but I don't, you're my personal trainer. How many squats do I do? Fuck the squats, take a pill, Kanye. So he takes his pills, he ends up in a mental hospital. So now Kanye releases these texts that he comes back out again. Kanye goes like, I fucking told you that this bitch mine, Kim Kardashian, who still hasn't come out and said, you know, she's like, I'm kind of thinking about it. I don't know what to do. Right? Again, the fucking moral high ground. Nobody gives a shit. So she's out there and she's like, I don't know, maybe I'll tweet about it. Sorry, I didn't mean to support pedophiles, but I guess I do. And he's like, this is fucking terrible, isn't it? The world is coming to an end. Look at these people. Here's a note, text messages from the same personal trainer. Right? Personal trainer is supposed to be like, come on, you got 2 more pushes in you. There you go. What are you doing? All right, we're going to up the weight this week. 5 more minutes on the treadmill. You've got this. No, here's a fucking copy of my text message, which you can see. They're there for you to see. I'm not making this up. This is not a conspiracy. And the text message is like, Kanye, if you don't stay in line, we're going to have to put you back into a mental institution. What personal trainer says that? You go to a Planet Fitness and watch one of those personal trainers at $24.99 an hour. You're not going to get... You know what you need? You need psychiatric help. Oh, thanks, Planet Fitness. That's fucking great. So Balenciaga, they're out there and they're pushed. So then Balenciaga come up, oh, it's not our fault. It's the photographer. That was his vision. Oh, really? You got nobody with a pen that just fucking signs off on it when you give them the paycheck? Like, what are we doing, by the way? What kind of shoot did you do? Okay, so then to do another one, to come back with another shoot. And there's a woman, a model, attractive woman, sitting in the office, feet up on the table. Behind her some books, little books. 3 or 4 of them. You zoom in, Google the books. They're all about babies cut open, babies having... Like, when are we going to... When is it... Why is this okay now? And why are we just not... Like, why are we not, like, losing our shit over this? Why are we not over... Like, some people are, and people are talking about, but why did the world not stop and go, hang on a second, they want to say sorry to fuck children? That's disgusting. Like, I don't approve of it. This will probably get taken down just for that comment. Oh, hang on. This will probably get taken down for that comment, right? But, oh, shit. Hang on. I think I lost it on the YouTube. This is week 4. Week 4 of a fuck up. Anyway, yeah. So, what do we do? You know what I think we should do? I think, and I'm being serious, right? I'm 100% serious when I say this. I think we need to, why don't we go back to basics? Why don't we find God, right? Instead of teaching in schools about fucking, hey, and this is true, you can see these books, I'm not making it up. Why don't, instead of going, hey guys, hey kids, it's okay for a man to put a penis in another man's mouth. It's okay to eat a girl's ass, right? I know you're only 5, but bear with me. Yeah, the cow jumped over the moon to give another cow a rim job. Like, instead of doing this, maybe we find God. Maybe, stay with me. Maybe we go back to basics, right? Maybe we go back to teaching religion in school, not who can fuck who. Now, I'm not talking about just Christianity. There's so many different religions, right? We have Muslims, we have Judaism, we have Christianity, we have Catholicism. We have so many different branches of religion. Let's teach it. Let's teach it, because you know what? You have the choice to believe what you want to believe and all that stuff. But the morals of all of these things, right? The message behind all of these religions, any of the ones I named, I don't know much about Scientology. Let's not put that in there. But out of all of these ones that I named, the message is love. The message is forgiveness. It's peace. It ain't let's fuck kids. Can we just go back to basics, right? We're in the holiday season. Jesus' birthday. That's where it all came from. That's why we all celebrate the same thing. Let's just get back to that, shall we? Anyway, listen, thanks for liking, subscribing, and sharing. I appreciate it. That's the episode. Listen, thanks so much for listening, and I will talk to you next time. And as usual, wash your hands and good luck to you. Good luck to you, you dirty fuckers.